Blog Talk Radio.
I had to bring mom in on this one.
Anybody grateful for God's blood?
Tell them about it, mom.
Oh, the blood that saved me, the blood that raised me, the blood that healed me.
Yes. Listen. And thank you for the Lamb.
Thank you for the Lamb.
Oh, the Lamb that was sacrificed.
I'm so glad.
Good morning, everyone. We have Mr. Lawrence Jackson on the phone today for the interview. He will be talking about STEM NOLA. He is from Louisiana.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning, Mr. Lawrence Jackson?
Hey, we are doing just well, Angela. Thank you so much for welcoming me here. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. You're welcome to be on the Queen of Show Talk with Angela Butler. So my question is, explain about your organization, the name of it, and STEM, what STEM is.
Absolutely, absolutely. So our organization is called STEM NOLA. It's actually the Center for Innovative Training of Youth, but we go by a business name of STEM NOLA. And what STEM is STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So it's the study of science, technology, engineering, and math, and all of the different disciplines that fall into those categories. So what we do is we go out into the community. We engage young people in the communities where they live, work, and play. So we turn community gymnasiums and community centers or any large open space, we're able to go into the community and turn it into a big science lab. And then the kids come out and enjoy and engage in STEM activities that really spark their curiosity. And our purpose is to just excite them and to get them on the road to thinking about STEM as a possible career path.
Okay. All right. So science, technology, engineering, and math is what STEM stands abbreviated for.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
In STEM-based, you do programs and events to K through 12 students. And is this a nonprofit or for profit?
Yes, it is. It is a nonprofit organization. We are based here in the city of New Orleans, Louisiana. And what we do is we engage kids at the opposite end of the normal workforce development cycle. Now, let me explain what that means. So workforce development usually prepares college students, high school students, and the like for careers, right? But in STEM, research has shown that the earlier you can get a young person or a child engaged in STEM, then the more likely they are to go into a STEM field. And as you know, there is a lack of representation by minorities in STEM. So when we established this organization, when Dr. Calvin Mackey established this organization back in 2014, his whole intent was to engage kids from kindergarten all the way up through 12 so that we could get them started early on the road to STEM. And it is our hope, and certainly we're seeing some of the fruits of that labor, where the young people who have tracked through our programming end up going to college to study STEM fields. So it's a great, great program that young people really can see themselves in the STEM, and that is the whole purpose of what we are trying to achieve, to get and to track more African-American and Latino and other minority students into STEM careers.
Okay. So you have an event October 21st, and it's virtual. It's October 21st, 2020, from 4 to 5 p.m. Chicago. Time being used virtual organization. So people can go and register for this at stemnola.com for this event.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So what we've done since COVID-19 has taken and has visited upon us this last year or two, we've actually had to pivot and place all of our programming and make it accessible online. So instead of those large events that we were mentioning earlier, which is our hallmark to host those large events in the community, we have pivoted and we have created these virtual interactions for young people. So now the kids can go online to our website at stemnola.com. They can sign up for the event of their choosing. As you mentioned, we have a program that is specifically geared towards students in the Urbana-Champaign market coming up here on this upcoming Thursday. And then on Saturday, we actually have an event that is catered towards young people in the central Louisiana area. That would be Alexandria and near the Fort Polk Army base there, in association with the Department of Defense. So they go onto the website, they choose the program that they'd like to join, and then we send them a STEM kit. And when they join us on the day of the program, they're able to open up their STEM kit, and they can follow along with our facilitators who actually take them through as they make and they explore also. It's really, really a great opportunity, even virtually, for the young people.
Okay. So I'm reading about, did you receive, correct me if I'm wrong, did you receive a $10 million Stemnola Innovation Hub for Black Excellence New Orleans East?
Absolutely, yes, indeed. So one of the things that we have always dreamt about was having a hub, right? A central location where young people can come and just really get engaged in STEM, experience STEM, hands-on activities. And we are just so pleased that we have an opportunity now to do that. We received a 42,000 square foot building as a donation from one of our local partners here, the Ochsner Health System. And as a result of that donation, we now are going to establish STEM Innovation Center. And it's about a $10 million project that we are ongoing right now, that is in planning stages and about to start the ribbon cutting and all of that good stuff so that we can get this project completed by 2024. It's a two-year project. But inside this innovation hub is going to be like a STEM paradise, right? There's going to be 3D printers and laser cutters and all types of different interactions. We're even going to get into some of the multimedia things and get into esports and really have a complete center where young people can come and engage in STEM of lots and lots of different types.
Okay. Science and engineering, math. Oh, wow. This is awesome. Mr. Mackey started this.
Yes, he did. Dr. Calvin Mackey is a PhD engineering professor, used to be a tenured engineering professor at Tulane University. And of course, Tulane ended up doing away with the engineering department over there. So he ended up saying, you know what, I'm going to do my own thing. And back in 2014, he established Stemnola after engaging with his sons in his garage. His sons came home one day and said, hey, Dad, we don't like science anymore. And he was like, nah, that is impossible. There is no way that you can be my son and not like science. So he asked them what was going on, and they told him, the teacher, they used to make it fun, but now they're just talking to the board. They just want us to read about stuff, and they just, make us write things off the board. So he started doing all of these STEM activities in the garage with his two sons. And before long, they started inviting kids from the neighborhood. And before long, his garage was filled with kids to the point where his wife said, hey, look, you got to get this out of here. So they actually conducted their very first STEM Saturday event at a local playground gymnasium. And they only expected like 50 to 100 people to show up, and 400 participants showed up. And that was back in 2014. So they knew right then and there that this was something that the community was thirsty for. And ever since then, we have been on a roll. We have now engaged over 70,000 kids across the country and even internationally. We have groups that join us from Ghana, groups that join us from Great Britain, groups that join us from the islands. And what have you, in the Bahamas and what have you. all across this country. And in fact, we just got a grant from the United States State Department to start STEM Tanzania. So we're going to be doing some STEM activities in the African nation of Tanzania, in addition to that which we're already doing in Ghana. So this has truly been a dream come true for Dr. Mackey, and I'm just so excited to be associated with him and to be his special assistant as we get this thing going and as we continue to expand our operations.
Okay. You also received the $2.79 million grant for the U.S. Department of Defense to build educational workshop across the Gulf South to serve military-connected families. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, so we alluded to that a little bit earlier. Yeah, well, we alluded to that a little bit earlier. So we did get on last year, in 2020, we received a grant from the United States Department of Defense. And that grant is a $3 million grant, and it allowed us to expand our programming across the Gulf Coast. So now we were able to go into all of these other areas and expand really rapidly to support military-connected families and communities. So, in fact, our program that's happening this upcoming Saturday, October 23rd, is supporting one of the military-connected communities in central Louisiana, which is where the Fort Polk Army Base is located. So we are actually going in there. We are actually, that is a virtual event. However, it is an event where the kids are going to be doing chemistry. So that event is focused all about chemistry, and they're going to be building things like a chemistry clock, and they're going to be experimenting with other types of chemical reactions right there from home, but facilitated by our facilitators online. So it's actually an excellent opportunity to get kids involved. We through that grant of the DOD, we actually serve communities from Louisiana, from Shreveport, all the way through Alexandria, Louisiana, through New Orleans, all the way across the Gulf Coast, Biloxi, Gulfport, Panhandle of Florida, Fort Walton Beach, and Panama City, as well as Pensacola. So we've got an extensive reach now through the Department of Defense to support military-connected communities along the Gulf Coast. But that's separate and apart from our efforts for the Innovation Hub.
Okay, that's wonderful. It's great what you all are doing. This is wonderful. Over the past 7 years, you have impacted 65,000 K through 12 students, 5,150 schools, 17,000 families, 1,500 college students, 3,500 community volunteers, 1,000 professional volunteers. So you are really doing great things in the last 7 years. I had been seeing this on LinkedIn, and I was curious about it. I knew it was about science and math and things like that. I wanted to know more about it, and I want my audience to know more about it because it seems to be high-quality STEM programs. So
absolutely.
Are you one of the first? Science, I mean, STEM is science, technology, engineering, math. Are you one of the first?
I'm not going to say that we're one of the first. There are many, many people doing STEM and STEM activities for young people across the country. However, we have been told that there is not a program that exists in the country that is like ours. And that's because we engage the community where the community lives, works, and plays. That's the biggest difference, right? Many, many other programs are out there. They host their programs at a central location, and the kids have to go to them. And that creates barriers, right? You know, because typically if the young people who most need the programming don't have transportation or can't get there or the parents are working or something of that nature, then they miss out on those opportunities. Well, with our community engagement model, we bring the STEM to the community. Here in the city of New Orleans, we actually go to every council district. So 9 council districts, we go to every one of them here in the city of New Orleans and produce a program on a regular basis in the community. So it gives kids, if they have the opportunity, they can literally have one of these STEM programs by STEM NOLA in their neighborhood. So that is the huge differentiator and it allows us to really impact a much larger group of young people.
So right now, STEM NOLA is being did virtually, is my understanding. Am I correct?
That's correct, but we did enjoy a rather exciting opportunity to have our first live event back in July. So in July of 2021, we did our first live event in the COVID era where we hosted a Rocket Day. And that Rocket Day was hosted and it was supported by the DOD and the Boeing company. And it was an amazing opportunity for young people to come out, learn all about rockets, and then they all got to shoot these fuel-propelled rockets and what have you as one of the larger activities that they did during that day. So it was a great, great day. We had over 300 young people out there and their parents in a large space at the UNO Lakefront Arena here in the city of New Orleans. And it was a great, great event for all. And those are the types of things that we're doing as we speak. We have just moved into, as you mentioned, Saginaw, Michigan is an upcoming event as well that we are partnering with the Saginaw STEM group up there to provide them with a similar type of model to impact their kids. We have, as you mentioned, Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, coming up here this week. We have embarked with them as well. And we're going to be traveling to all of these places to engage these young people live and in person from this point moving forward as the COVID virus seems to be decreasing somewhat.
Yes, sir. So STEM NOLA at home right now, you can engage with STEM NOLA at home. You can join you all every Thursday afternoon at 4 p.m. to Central Standard Time to engage in hands-on STEM activities. Registering
is
easily. Simply click the STEM session link below to sign up. So does this cost anything?
No, actually, that's the joy of it as well, right? We have been very, very fortunate to have most of our programming covered by grants and by other corporations that really want to give back to the community. So as a result of that, most of our programming now is free. Those activities on Thursdays in the afternoon, they are 100% free of charge. You simply have to register. You go to the website at stemnola.com. You click on live sessions and you register for the live session, and then you grab your materials and we are ready to rock with you. So everything is 100% free of charge.
I noticed online you have a parent resource guide.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what we do with that is on our website, we have resources for both parents, students, as well as teachers as well. You know, we do teacher professional development and we actually train teachers to be more engaging with their STEM education efforts with their students. So we decided, you know, we need to put something on here for parents as well. And one of the great things about when we went virtual was that we really got a chance to see how parents actually wanted to sit there with their children and actually make it like family time, right? So we've had all of this interaction between parents and kids, and we decided to put a little guide up on our website to encourage parents to interact with their children and to give them some tips on what they can do to support their child's interest in STEM, to keep it going, you know, even during those times where they're not engaged in our programming. So that guide is up there as well for that purpose.
Yes, this is wonderful. You have a STEM educator professional development, virtual or in person. You have STEM days and STEM family nights. You have STEM demonstrations. You have supplemental curriculum-based STEM class actions. You have custom designed STEM interactions for your school. This is wonderful. And it's only been around 7 years.
Well, you know what happened with that is, we put on our Saturday events and we started getting a lot of teachers showing up with their kids, right? And so, you know, by the end of the event, the teachers would go, hey, this is amazing. You know, my kids need this in my classroom. How do we get them involved? So we actually had to spin off an entire education division, right, that actually interacts with schools and school districts. And we put together an entire program just for schools, teachers, and school districts. So all of those things that you just named, the STEM classes, the STEM interactions for the one-hour sessions, the STEM Saturday events for schools, the math and science nights, and things of those natures. We can come into a school and actually do those things and interact with them and give them a hands-on activity that they can invite their families to. And that serves two purposes.
And they don't have to pay anything for this?
No. The participants don't pay anything at all. The schools may have to come up with a little bit of funding to support this if they want us to come in. But the participants, the young people and their families, do not pay anything at all.
That is wonderful. This is wonderful. So you'll be open a school soon. Am I correct?
No, we have no intention. A lot of people think that we are a school, and we are not. We are a supplemental provider of educational activities, right? We have no intention of building a school. What we do intend to do, though, is to continue to go and take STEM to the community directly so that the kids can engage in their socioeconomic status, regardless of whether or not, you know, their parents have the means to get them to place or what have you. We're coming to a community near them. So it for us, that is our mission. We are not School 2.0. We are simply a group of dedicated science-based professionals and college interns who get out in the community to engage young people so that they can get excited about science, about technology, about engineering, about math, to be excited about the STEM so that they can somehow one day maybe track themselves into a STEM career, and so they get to see, you know, other young people that look like them who might be, you know, engaging in STEM. I mean, the biggest example I can think of is the effort of Kismikia Corbett. She's the young physician, the young researcher, who actually played a really major role in developing the COVID-19 vaccine. And that is a STEM career. There's not very many people like that that are of minority status. I mean, we want to get more and more minority young people into STEM and keep them excited by doing our program.
Yes, minority young people and some adults too, because this is important, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. All that is very, very important, but some black people don't go into this field of work or study for this.
That's right.
And everybody could be a football player, a cheerleader, a basketball player.
That's right. That's right. The mission of STEM NOLA, when you think about it.
Young minority.
Yeah, and you're right, 100%. You know, Dr. Mackey says all the time, it is his dream that one day we will create the AAU of STEM. Just like you have basketball, AAU, tournament basketball, they go all over the country and play all of these teams. One day, it is our hope that on a Saturday morning, we can have a million kids across this world doing STEM. And if we can accomplish that, that will definitely be an exciting time, and we're making our way towards making that happen.
Wonderful, wonderful. I applaud you and Mr. Mackey. I applaud you.
Thank you so much.
You focus on
really
underserved
it.
Communities across the city there in New Orleans.
We do.
Participants receive the opportunity to attain 21st century skills of communication, collaboration, creativity, critical thinking, and community.
That's correct. That is our focus, right? We know that there are young people who are in the communities who don't get a chance to see really good role models, who don't have a chance to experience, you know, exciting and very interesting aspects of science, technology, engineering, and math. And we wanted to make sure that every child, no matter what their socioeconomic status is, no matter what their culture, no matter what their race, we want to make sure that they all have an opportunity to experience STEM. And so that is the whole purpose for why we exist, and it drives everything that we do.
Now, Dr. Kevin Mackey, my understanding is that he's an award-winning mentor, inventor, author, former engineer and professor, internationally renowned speaker and a successful entrepreneur. He's the founder of STEM Know, a nonprofit organization created to expose his message and life mission continues to transcend race, gender, ethnicity, religion, and time.
That is correct.
Mr. Mackey is an inventor. May I ask, what do you know what he invented?
Yes, so he actually holds a couple of patents on some techniques that turn in the petroleum industry. So from that standpoint, in the petroleum and energy industry is where most of his work has been done. He is a specialist in fluid engineering, fluid mechanics. So he did a lot of work around lubricants and what have you for the petroleum industry. So that's where most of his work has been performed as far as his inventions and what have you are concerned.
Oh, okay. So what about you, Mr.
Yeah.
Lawrence Jackson? What is your educational background?
Absolutely. So I spent 20 years in healthcare as a pharmacist and jumped into education. After realizing that, hey, there's got to be something a little more rewarding than just spinning my wheels on that, you know, chasing that dollar, right? So I began to seek out some other opportunities and jumped into education, served in education for about 9 years as a teacher. I taught fifth grade science, of course, as a pharmacist. Most of my background was in chemistry. So that's always been one of my loves, right? I've always been a mentor for young people through church affiliations and through community groups. And also certainly serving in schools. Dr. Mackey actually plucked me out of my last school. He came and got me and he said, hey man, because I used to volunteer at his programming, right? So when he first got started, I was out there volunteering with his program. I would meet him on Saturday mornings and give him a hand with what he was doing and loved it, just absolutely loved serving. And he came out and he said, hey man, I need you. And I said, no problem, I'm coming. And that's how I got to STEM NOLA. So currently right now I've served in various capacities since I've gotten here, chief of staff. I served as an interim chief operating officer. Now I am serving as a special assistant to the CEO. So I get to help him directly with a lot of the strategy, a lot of the putting together a lot of the programming and making sure that from an administrative standpoint, we are pursuing the right opportunities and what have you as we seek to expand this program across the country and across the world. And I can't be more excited than to be by his side as he does this to fulfill his dream.
Yes, sir. I understand exactly what you're saying, and I'm excited for you all.
Yes, indeed.
So right now it's just in New Orleans, Louisiana, mainly, but that's where it's headquartered, I put it that way. But it's in different countries also in 47 states.
That is correct. We have had participants from 47 states, from approximately three continents, and all of those participants have engaged in our programming. We've got programming now that ranges across the state of Louisiana, throughout the Gulf Coast. We've expanded programming to other states, including Michigan, including Minneapolis, Minnesota. We've got some other things coming down the horizon in some other states as well, where we're going to be expanding our efforts to make sure that we engage as many young people as possible in as many communities as we can.
Okay. All right. So the building you're building is not a school. Okay, I want to make sure I understood that. The building that you're acquiring is not a school.
No, it's not a school. It is actually a place where kids can come on a field trip, on a school field trip, and actually engage in all different aspects of STEM. We'll have science labs there that they could do projects and different activities in. We'll have, as I mentioned, 3D printers and computers and what have you there. We'll have exhibits of different applications of STEM in different industries. We'll have this entire complex where kids can come in and almost imagine themselves right in the middle of the STEM. If you think about it, think Disney, right? think the Disney Imagination Center that they have there in Florida. Think about, you know, think that. And that's what I think will get you the closest to what we're trying to create in our own community here in New Orleans.
Wow. And three-dimensional learning with Revelant, phenomenal virtually or live on campus. You also have learning centers after group, after school programming, and operate summer. You operate summer camps.
That's
you
correct.
Have a STEM Fest, STEM summer camps, STEM Saturdays. This is wild. This is great.
Yes, in fact, this summer we engaged over 13,000 kids just this summer. So when I say we've served over 70,000 kids this year, we've got to update our website. We'll do that towards the end of the year when we get the new numbers. But we already know that those numbers are going to be jumping exponentially because of our interactions that we've had just this summer.
So is there anything else you'd like to talk about, Mr. Lawrence Jackson?
Well, let me just say this, that, you know, one of the most important things that any of us can do is find something that we're passionate about so that we can apply ourselves wholly to it. And certainly I've been blessed in my opportunities here. I was an entrepreneur for many, many years. And I think, Angela, that's where we first met many, many years ago as I was an entrepreneur and we met across the Internet and what have you. But it's so important that we find something that we really believe in and then we throw ourselves into it. And I've just been blessed with the opportunity to find just that, find something that takes all of my talents, all of my skills that I have learned in from corporate America through school, through my professional life, and it meshes it all together. And so from that standpoint, that just makes the day, even though the days may be busy, even though the days may sometimes be hectic, you know, we were on a plane every other day prior to COVID, and we're about to be back there again. Even though all of that, travel schedules and all of that happened, the fact that you're doing such rewarding work and the fact that young people are really, really, just to see the look on their faces when they engage in some of these activities makes it all worthwhile. So I just want to encourage everybody out there who may be listening to go for it. Find that thing that brings you joy. Find that thing that you're passionate about and try to create a mechanism where you can just enjoy yourself doing that. And you'll always be fulfilled in whatever work that it is that you choose to do. And I'll leave it there.
So what is your official title? Is STEM NOLA?
My official title, I'm the Special Assistant to the CEO.
Special Assistant to the CEO, Mr. Calvin Mackey, am I correct?
That is correct. Mr. Calvin Mackey is the CEO.
All right. So thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Everyone, you can go to STEMNOLA, STEMNOLA.com. If you have any interest in this program, they have a website and it's very informational and informative. If you want to know more about STEMNOLA, I think it's an excellent thing. It's been around since 2014 and they've helped at least 70,000 students, young people. So, and college students also. So if you have any interest in this, go to stemnola.com. And I encourage you to do this. If you have children, teenagers, or something like that, I recommend this to people. This is really great. STEMNOLA. Thank you, Mr. Lawrence Jackson, for coming on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler's digital radio interview show.
Absolutely, and thank you, Angela, for asking and having me. We appreciate that.
You're more than welcome, sir. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
All right, everyone. I'm going to close out with Ms. Angela, Mrs. Phillips.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. You've been trying to fill the same old holes inside. When there's a better life, there's a better life.
If you got pain,
the dead of night. We all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We all run with things we know just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life. Can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, you receive it. You can feel it, somebody testify.
Thank you for the Lamb.
Thank you for the Lamb.
Oh, the Lamb.